We head downstairs now to talk with head coach Don Plitzwhite. Coach, really fun night here. Really fun to watch your team play. Really fun to see the Veterans Day tribute that you did after. I thought that was a great touch. Just kind of take us through what you thought about tonight.
Yeah, I thought, first of all, happy birthday to our great director of athletics, Mark Coyle.
Oh, right? Wow.
So it's birthday day on top of Veterans Day. But certainly Veterans Day is a really, really special day for us, for our program. You know, and there's so many people that went behind making today an incredibly special day. We had our jerseys. I think Emily Oberlander, our equipment specialist, is someone who has to find, I don't know that there are many women's teams in the nation that wear camo uniforms, and she had to work really hard to get that. We had a sponsor in Greg Gallup. We had some speakers and Master Sergeant Roz Beeston and Master Sergeant Brianna Gutierrez, and gave their message to our team. And then to all the people who came out to help put that flag, I've always, this is my 31st year of coaching, I've never had one of those big flags on the floor, and I've always seen them at other courts, like not in women's basketball, but I think they're so awesome and they're so cool. And so I know that Bonnie from our marketing team had to find a way to make that happen. So certainly appreciate that. I thought that was a great touch. And to all the veterans and to all the people who are serving in the military, just a very special thank you to you for your service and for coming to the game tonight. Okay, you guys can ask questions now.
Very good. Well,
Sophie, by the way, helped with the flag.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a surprise.
She was really concerned.
It's not a surprise.
I mean, I could see any of the players jumping in, but Sophie would be first because she's just always paying attention.
Like, she was concerned that it was going to be done right there. I applaud it.
All right, basketball. Go ahead, Lynette.
Okay. Coach, when you have multiple team members scoring in double figures and the assists are going left and right and the rebounding, everything going right, when this was, and I think Justin and I both were thinking this is going to be a contest, a little more of a tougher contest for this team, for the Gophers, this early in the season. And man, they seem to be firing on all cylinders.
Well, I thought our young ladies played at a really, really high level. I think Marquette is a really good team, and they're a very disciplined veteran team. They, you know, I think they finished second in the Big East last year, and you know, they can wear you down on both ends of the court. And so we knew it was going to be a great contest, a physical contest. I think they're as physical as any team that we play against, really in the Big Ten, with how they kind of meet you in the lane and things that they do. And so I do think some things went our way. We're making shots. We took care of the ball at a high level. You know, neither team got to the free throw line. You know, so that was kind of an interesting game in that way. It was a fast game. There weren't a lot of stoppages of play. Got done in like an hour and a half. I was like, wow, that was fast. So I thought our young ladies competed at a really high level and responded. We called the timeout because I thought we weren't competing at the highest level. We let some, you know, things not go our way affect us on the other end of the court. And I thought our young ladies really responded and it really helped each other on the defensive end.
Yeah, as I observed it here, it was great start. They make a little bit of a run. You respond right there, right after they cut it from three. You call the timeout after Amaya throws a pass and Forbes hits the three. You don't want to get her going, right? We saw what she did in Wisconsin. But to be able to respond after the adversity, I would imagine, has to be an encouraging thing.
Well, it certainly was. I think the tone was set on the opening tip.
Yes.
I mean, how about Torrey McKinney getting a steal on the opening tip? And I looked at the officials. I'm like, make sure we get the jump ball, because they got it, and she stole it and set the tempo right from the beginning. But so many players, I think, I told our players in the locker room afterwards, you could give every single one of our players who was in the game a compliment for something that they did at a really high level, you know? And I thought it starts with Mar Braun and Amaya Battle, and they maybe didn't score as many as other people did. They had seven assists, and zero turnovers, seven assists, two turnovers. Like, that's incredible. And for them to be such great rebounders for us, Amaya got 11 rebounds, and Mar had 6 rebounds, and she can't really get offensive rebounds because she's the one that's back establishing our defense at that point in time. And so, you know, I've thought that the way that they led us was really, really special.
It is. It's great to watch Amaya Battle grab rebounds. She gets up there. She doesn't wait for the ball to come down. She is leaping towards it. 11
offensive rebounds, 11 total. I mean, I just she's a matchup kind of issue right now because she can she plays a point for us and then she's our leading offensive rebounder. That's a tough matchup, right?
Oh.
It is. And so she's just doing so many little things well. And I thought the possession where there was a late shot clock scenario and kicked it to, I think Mara kicked it to Amaya and she stuck it. That was just really fun to see. And, you know, so they're leading us in so many ways right now.
Defensively, we talked about Forbes before the game. She just gets 7 shots up, finishes with 6, was obviously frustrated, turned it over a couple of times early. Take us through a little bit about what the plan was with her and how you felt like you executed it.
Well, she's someone who gives teams really a matchup issue, too. And so, you know, last year, again, I thought we learned in the Gonzaga game. And so the WBIT helped us with this. I thought we learned in the Gonzaga game. She matched up with the Ejim kid. And, you know, and so we knew going into this, this could be a matchup for her. And so then she had to learn how to guard ball screens in a different way. Usually she's the player that's guarding the ball handler and has to get through ball screens. And now she has to be the one that gets her teammate through it and communicates and had to guard him in a way. Usually we switch when she's on. You know, someone, a perimeter kid, and so today we were trying not to, and, you know, to her credit, I thought just Amaya played so well and did so many things and is physical and is strong, and, you know, I think Marquette is a really good team, and I thought, you know, the Vice kid and Forbes kid and Volker, they're all three of them, when they're in the lane and they're in the paint, man, they are so physical with us, and I thought they established themselves early, and then I thought our young ladies did a good job of trying to help down and making life really difficult for them at that point in time.
Really enjoyed watching it, Coach. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you. Thanks to all our fans.